Okay, let's get into Chavakuk Perek Gimel, the third parak of Chavakuk, the third and final parak of Chavakuk, and it is a tefillah. Tefillah la Chavakuk Hanavi al Shigyonos. It is a tefillah. The Malbim says there are three parts of this parak, the tefillah of Chavakuk. Tefillah zu nechlekes l'shlosha chalakim. The first three, 2.5 psukim, his palal zman ha-galus lo yatzar shempanav. He davens that during this long galus that he foresees, please don't totally hide your face from the am. Part one. Part two, his palal al hanagas Hashem bizman ha-galus. V'al ha-chavalos Hashem be'es. His galus Hashem be'es ha-geula. Ace Yetzil Yeshaya Samo, and he davens for the ultimate ke'ula of that galus. Please be with them during the galus, during the time towards the end of the galus. Please redeem them. And finally, the third part is Palal Al Hayos Sheyu Yisrael Lemshisav Al Chevli Mashiach Otia Shachavuy Matzaros Yu Simin Ge'ula. Talking about the future, not just about the present. Again, much of the paragon of the Malbim is about the future, but we'll see. Not everybody has that take on it. The Radak points out that this parak starts and ends and has one word that is very Tehillim-like. First of all, Ashig Yonos. Filo l'chavakuk anavi. It sounds like a pasuk that would appear at Tehillim. Also, says look at the last two words of the parak. Lam natseach b'neginosai. That is a Tehillim phrase, talking to the conductors with the musical instruments. And also the word sela is used in this parak. That word is not used, says the Radak, outside of Tehillim. The Radak is using pre-computer knowledge to make that statement. Einaksu bezos hamila b'chala mikra, ki im bezos hatfila u'besefer Tehillim. That was the only place where the word sela appears. What does sela mean? Either it means forever, or it means MS, or it doesn't have a translation. It just means the end of a section, as the Malbim says, but we'll see. So tefillah l'chavakuk is a tefillah for Chavakuk. Al shigyanos. What is shigyanos? From the word shogeg. The Rashi says it's talking about his own faults. Bikesh rachmim al atzmo sheitiyat tvar. He earlier said, Hashem, how could it be? Bavel is doing so well. Al kain tafuk Torah. The Torah is going to be softened and weakened. V'tasa dokedigayam. He used somewhat a psukim that seem a little bit heretical, you might even say. So he's saying, please forgive me a tefillah on that. Al shigyonos. The Targum says, no. It means to view all of the chatam of Bnei Yisrael as shogegs, not as mazes. So tefillah l'chavakuk anavi. Hashem shamati shemacha. So I heard what you said. I heard your explanation that I just have to wait and have to be patient for the Babylonians, for the Malchus Bavel to go down eventually. Yareisi, but I'm fearful. Hashem, pa'olcha, your actions, bekarav shanim chayeu, like in the olden days, chayeu, make alive your actions, make your presence felt throughout these years. Bekarav shanim todia, let them know that you're here. Berogez, in your anger, rachim tizkor, in your anger against Bavel, Rachim Tizkar, please show Rachmanis on Bnei Yisrael, or Barogez, during our time of, or your time of Rogez on Klal Yisrael, Rachim Tizkar, have Rachmanis on them, because, as he said earlier, it is very difficult to keep the faith with such a Russia Vitovlo. And then we have Eloka Miteman Yavo, a number of psukim in this parak. Chazal have much to say. A lot of drushes. So Hashem came from Teman, the Kadosh Mehar Paran Sela. And the Kadosh, Hashem, the Holy One, came from Har Paran. What is this? So a number of Chazals, we'll read it from Avodah Zarah dot Beis. This pasuk is the basis for the idea that Hashem first went to all the other nations of the world to offer them the Torah. Right, Chavakuk here is going through a couple of psukim, reviewing Jewish history and saying, remember when, Hashem, remember how much you loved us, remember how connected we were, please bring that back. So that's what the Gemara says on the bottom of Avodah Zarah, Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Ma boy b'seir, ma boy b'par. What was Hashem doing there? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Malami shechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKaluma V'lashon V'lo Kibluah Achabai Yitzel Yisrael V'Kibluah. Until they came to, until Hashem came to Bnei Yisrael. If you look in the Sifri in Zos HaBracha says it even more elaborately that he went to each of the nations that said, you want the Torah? And they said, Ma Kasuba, what's written in it? And Hashem says, what's written in it? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach. They said, no, we can't take it. That's what we do for a living. That's what we do for fun. You know, there's no way that we can take it. So they refuse. We mentioned the thought for the Bali Musar in the past that what kind of offer is this? He's trying to make a deal. Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a deal. So what? Ma kasuba? Hashem should have said something non-controversial. Right? But Dafki, he picks the thing that he knows that's that they're going to reject it. Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf. right, until he comes to Bnei Yisrael, that doesn't seem fair. And the answer is no, it is. Because right when they said, Hashem says, you want the Torah, they say, Makasaba, what's written in it? The second that they said Makasaba, Hashem says, not interested. Your commitment is going to be based on Havana, based on, let me hear what's written in the Torah, and then we'll decide whether it's something that we want to accept or not. Not interested. Lo sirtzach, lo sinach. Bnei Yisrael, you want the Torah? Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll take it. No, it doesn't matter what's written in it. That type of commitment, that's called commitment. And that's based on this pasuk right here. Hashem went to Teman, Hashem went to Paran, he came from there, and he came to Klal Yisrael, and he heard Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what Rashi says here. Kishabasa, well, litenis haTorah, chazart al Esav v'yishma v'lo kibluah. Until Klal Yisrael. So remember how much you love them. So please remember that Rachmanus. Kisa Shamayim Hodo. The Malbim already says this is part two of the Perek. The heavens were covered with his glory. Utihila so malaharetz, and his tehillah's praise filled the world. According to many, though, this is a continuation talking about Maimar Arsina, that amazing event. Vinoga ka'ar tihiyah. The light was visible. The karnayim miyadolo, there was rays of light, again, spiritual light. Visham chevyon uzo, there was something hidden. The Radak says there was never an event like this before or after. Sham besinai, says the Radak. Nigla mashu nechba me'uzo v'arayomahu. Kilohaya kayomahu lefanav ula acharav. What do you mean before or after? What about Kriyas Yamsuf? Raza Shivchal Hayam? No. Regarding Sheniglo Akel Yisbarach Bechvodu Agadol Al Sinai Leinu Kol Yisrael. When God reveals himself to make a treaty, make a covenant with a whole nation. That's never happened. That was such something hidden. V'sham Chevyon Uzo. It shows his strength. Lefanav Yelech Dover. In front of Hashem when Dover. What's Dover? Some type of plague and pestilence. The Avraham Avinu says. Again, reviewing Jewish history. Hashem always gave us Scharva Onesh. So when we accepted the Torah, amazing. But then when we sinned and throughout Sefer Bamidbar, he sent plague. He sent plague. And again, he brought us back, whatever we did, Shuva. But he sent plague, says the Abarbanel on this pasuk. Klomar, Kemosha Asa Hashem Yisbarachim Yisrael, Kala Tova Azo Usmea Torah, Va'ar Shazarach Aleyem, Kein Keshachatu Lefanav Bamidbar, Hayahorig Lefanav Bidever Ubishar Onshim. And that's the Dever, Lafanov Yelef Dever, Vyetse Reshef, Luraglot went to his legs, Kaviyachal. Rashi here quotes a fascinating medrash. Rashi says the Dever, Hashem sent Dever in front of him. Dever is like a tool that kills. Matzasi b'medrash agada. B'shosh shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah l'Yisrael. When Hashem was giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, Tardo l'malach hamaves. Hashem didn't want the Malach HaMavis involved. He sent them on a wild goose chase somewhere. You know, go do something on the other side of the world. Tardo l'malach HaMavis. L'afligo b'dvar machirim. Shelo yamod l'kater. V'lomar. So the Malach HaMavis and the Satan, they're all the same. They wouldn't say, midas adin, uma shasida l'chpar b'cha. B'sof arbaim yom. In 40 days from now, there's going to be a cheta egel. Ata nosi lemes haTorah. You're giving them the Torah now? What are you doing? So that's why Hashem had him do something else. Fascinating Ha'ara by the Rinas Yitzchak here. Rav Yitzchak Sarotzkin notes, quotes this Rashi, he says, but wait a second, don't we know from the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayera that the Malachi Asharis, Mekatragim, they were complaining about Yishmael. How could you save Yishmael? V'omer Mevona Shalolam, Misha Asid Zaro Lohamis Panecha B'tzameh, Ata Malo Lo Be'er, you're saving Yishmael, you're saving someone who's going to kill so many Jews throughout history? V'umeshivim, Hashem answers them, Achshav Mahu, Tzadik or Rasha. Right now, what is he? Tzadik or Rasha? They say Tzadik. Amar lahem lefi masav shalach shav anidano v'zehu basher lahem. Basher husham. Basher husham. So much Torah. Basher husham versus the Betzora Mora. That's Rosh Hashanah Torah. But that's what Rashi quotes there in Parshas Vayera. So one second. So why would the Malach HaMavis' point mean anything? The Malach HaMavis said, oh, in 40 days, they're going to rebel and worship the Egel. But right now, they didn't do it yet. So v'yesh lomar, says the Rinas Yitzchak, knows the difference. Hasam ayinidon al mishpat va'onesh. Umnogev adinu mishpat, adam nidon basher husham. When it's schar va'onesh, did you do it, did you not do it? Right now, you haven't done anything wrong yet, I can't punish you. But here we're not talking about schar va'onesh, here we're talking about Kabbalah HaTorah. Lo haya inyun shal dinu mishpat, ki im im kla Yisrael zaka'in v're'uyin l'Kabbalah HaTorah. Ule inyun ze yesh lomar. It's something much deeper. If we did that, that shows that we weren't fully connected yet. And that's why we weren't ready to go to Eretz Yisrael yet. And we need another 40 days after the Meraglim and after the Egel. So that's the difference between Basher Husham versus this Rashi that Hashem was matrid the Malach HaMavis. Next pasuk, again, much is darshened. Amad vayamodid aretz. But what is the pasuk pshat? Hashem stood up, still talking about the Nisim throughout Jewish history. Vayamodid aretz, says the Radak, talks about where they went into Eretz Yisrael and they split up. They split up the land. Split up the land. Right? There's even a medrash. The medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. In Yud Gimel, the Medrash says, "Rav Shimon Vayachai Omer Pasach Shibayachai," who was said in the first parak of Brachas, the first thing he said in all of Shas, the three Matanas Tovas that were given to Eretz Yisrael and all Niklas B'Yisurin, Torah, Olam Haba, and Eretz Yisrael. But what does the Medrash say on our pasuk? Amad Vayimodid Aretz Mada the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kala Aratzos V'lo Matza Eretz Sheruuyil Inasa LYisrael Ela Eretz Yisrael. Amad, he stood up, he went to all the lands, he measured out all the lands, and the one that fit Klal Yisrael was Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ayater, Gaims, what did he do? He saw and he scattered all the nations, but he's potent to Harayad, and he got rid of the mountains, he blew them up. Shachu give us Olam, all referring to the different miracles that took place during the time that Klal Yisrael were traveling in the desert, and Ammon, and Moab, and Edom, and all of those until they finally went into Eretz Yisrael. Halichos Olam Lo, all the world is in his control. Halichos olam lo, all of history belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Radak. Ki ha'olam misnaheg al malachei al galgalim al kochavim. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Pashup Shat that, again, Habakkuk is reviewing Jewish history moments in order to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, that of the love that he has for B'nai Yisrael. But there is another drasha that's mentioned back in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Da Beis Mabeis, a few lines under the Gemara that I just read before. On this pasuk, Amad Vayamodid Aretz Rav Ayater Goyim. Mara, what did Hashem see? And he scattered the nations. Ra'a Zayin Mitzvah Shekiblo Aleim B'nai Noach Velo Kimum. He saw that the B'nai Noach were not keeping the Sheva Mitzvos, the Kimish Lo Kimum. Amad Vitiran Lahem. So what did he do? Vayater, he made a mutter to them. It's Guri Yitkar. What does that mean? Because they're not doing the mitzvahs, he says you don't have to do the mitzvahs? No, that's not what it means. Amar Brei Ravina Lomar Sha'avish Mekaymen Olson Mekalonim Schar. It means even if they do, they're not going to get schar for it. Ask the Gemara, that's not also not fair. If somebody does a mitzvah, Afilu Ovid Kochavim Vosik Batorah Shuka Kohen Gadol. Right? He's supposed to learn. Ela Lomar Lecha Shemekalonim Schar Kemitzuba Vyosa Ela Kemish Eina Mitzuba Vyosa. It means that they get schar like an Eina Mitzuba Vyosa. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Gadol Mitzuvah Yosef, Misha'ino, Mitzuvah Yosef. El Akachar Ha'ov, Nekacham, Nadei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebarish Lavi, Sosha Geblu, Hecha, Kimua. Right, then they're going to, the B'nai Yisrael are complained about by the Goyim. They say, we weren't Mekayim it either. Amar Lavi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Meyed, Bem Shekimu, Kala Torah Kula. They were Meyed, V'chulu, and the conversation continues. But again, this pasuk is a reference also to the Umos Ha'olam, whether they were Mekayim, the Shoah Mitzvah, the Gemara that comes up in Baba Kama 2. But that's the first part of the pasuk, but then we have the last three words, which of course is a famous drasha, halichos olam lo, and that of course is the Gemara towards the end of Megillah, chav ches amabez, the last two lines, tanit ve'elio, kol ashon halachos b'chol yom, muftach lo, well it depends what girsa you have, kol ashon halachos we have in this girsa, muftach lo sheben alaba. He's muftach to me and all ben olam haba, shenemar halichos olam lo, al tikri halichos ela halachos. If you learn halachos, olam lo, then you will have olam haba. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, why dafka halacha? Chavetz Chaim in the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, page Kuf Yud Gimel. Ubenyan limit HaTorah, hayim ezareis be'ikar lilmo b'chol yom shulchan aruch, lios baki b'chol adinim. The Chavetz Chaim says, you have to know halacha. And he liked to quote this Gemara, based on our pasuk. Yadua, shekol Yisrael yesh lam chelak olam haba. Imkein, ma yitaron lo zeh, shoshon halachas b'chol yom. Every Jew has a chelak olam haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak. So why dafka a ben olam haba? What if I don't learn halacha? I'm still going to get a chelak. But there's a difference between a ben and a chelak. Umadua dafka halachos. Ve'echu adin im lomid inyonim acherim. Why dafka halacha? Aval chelak pashut. He's a family member. You won't know if we don't study the mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah and lulav and nida and basa b'chalav. You don't know the halachas, then we won't be able to fulfill. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kalashona halachos b'chol yom, l'man das eich l'kayim mitzvahs, muftach lo shu ben alaba, k'mo mi shiftiach es beso, b'chevers achrayas ha'esh, like you take an insurance policy for fire, says the Chafetz Chaim, shim yisarif yishulam me'achevra, if Rachman al-Aslan, the fire goes up in flames, you'll be paid, says the Chafetz Chaim, to make sure that we get into Olam Haba. Halichos Olam lo. Okay, Tachas Oven, we continue with the Jewish history lesson from Chavakuk. Tachas Oven, because of our sins, we're Isi Ali Kushan. We saw Kushan, that's a reference to Shoftim. Kushan Rishatayim. And then we did Tshuva, and therefore Gidon helped us defeat the Midyanim. Yerkozun Yerios Eretz Midyan. The Malbim again says, all this is talking about the Gula Asida, but many Rashi, Radak, others say it's talking about the stories in Shoftim. Havina Harim Chara Hashem. So now he talks about Kriyas Yamsuf. Was Hashem mad at the river? Imbad harim hapecha, imbad yom evrasecha, the yam, the nar, the beki of the yardain. Was Hashem mad? No. Hashem loved us. Ki tirkav al susecha, kaviyachal Hashem, you had to ride on your horses to defeat the Egyptian horses. Mar kibosecha Yeshua, your salvation came through your chariots. Erya teor kashtecha, you revealed your bow. Shavuos matos, the oath to Matos. Matos are Shvatim. What does that mean? The Radak says, the Shvua that you took to the Avos, all about Klal Yisrael, that's what you were fulfilling. Asita Kolzeh, says the Radak, L'kayem HaShvuos, Shenishvata La'Avos, L'Seis L'Hem Ha'aretz, L'Matos Yisrael, and you swore to give them, Eretz Yisrael, each of the Shvatim. Omer Sela, you said it truthfully, Naharos Tavaka Aretz, and the rivers are going to be split to get into Eretz Yisrael. Ra'ucha Yachilu Harim, mountains saw you as they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they started shaking. Rashi says that's referring to the mountains of Arnon, the Gemara in Brachas, how the Amorim hid in the caves, and they were gonna, when we were going through the valley, they were gonna come down and hurt us, and instead the mountains started shaking, and they went exactly, they crushed the mountains to each other, and then Moriam that were in the caves were gotten rid of. So that's the mountains were shaking. Zerah Mayim Avar, the water went past. Nasantom Kolo, the Tahom gives its, or from all the way down, Hashem is praised. Rom Yodeo Nasa, and from all the way up, from the Shemayim Va'aretz, it is praised as, Hashem is praised as well. Shemesh Yareach Amazvula, the sun and the moon. What is that referring to? The Yoshua ben Nun, Shemesh begivon dom, the Shemesh and the Reach, they stood in Zavul, Lo'or chitzeche alecho, they went with your arrows, which is they helped Yeshua fight, Lenoga barach harisecha, and to your light was the lightning, that was your chanit, that was your spear. The Gemara darshins in Nedarim, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that, we know there are different levels of Rakia, of heavens. The Gemara says that Shemesh and Yareach are in Rakia, which is a lower level of the heavens. So what does it mean in our pasuk that they were in Zavul, which is in a higher level? Right, they're all different levels. But Shemesh v'Yareach b'Zvula. So Shemesh v'Yareach b'Zvul, my bayin v'harbor Rakia kvi. It's said in Rakia. Malamed Shaasu Shemesh v'Yareach mi'Rakia l'Zvul, that the Shemesh v'Yareach went up from Rakia to Zvul. V'amru l'fanav, and they said Ribono shel Olam. Mimato said Dinlan ben Amram, if you help out Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and you protect him from Korach va'adaso, Anu me'irim, then we will shine. We will keep shining and doing our job. V'imlav ein anu me'irim, and if not, we're not going to do our job. We're not going to shine. They made HaKadosh Baruch Hu a threat. Ba'osa shah, yarav v'emchitza v'chanisos, as the pasuk continues, Amar lahem, b'chol yom v'yom mishtachvim lachem, v'atem me'irim. Well, another sin, Hashem says, every day they bow down to you, and you still light. B'chvodi lo b'chitem, b'chvod basav adam b'chitem. Right, when they bow down to you, you don't say anything, you don't complain. Only when they're Moshe Rabbeinu's in trouble. So why are you only worried about his coven and not my coven? Okay, a lot is said. The Rashba, the Chasam Sofer discusses there, you know, why Dafka, the sun and the moon? What do they have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? Fascinating suggestions that are given there in the Mefarshim on the Gemara in Adarim, Daf Lamites. Viter. Bizam titzad aretz, in anger, you stepped on the earth. Ba'af tadush gayim yatzata liyeshamecha, you went out to save your nation. You went out to shave your nation, Leishas Mashiachecha, to give salvation to Mashiach. Mashiach, who's that? Rashi says, Shaul or David. The Radak says, Mashiach, the future Mashiach. Machatzta Rosh Bibes Rasha, you crushed the head, Bibes Rasha, Aros Yisodat Savar Sela. You got rid of him. The Radak says here, that often in Navi, you have a Lashon Avar used as us. This is talking about the future, right? But it says Yatzasa. And Machatzta, says the Radak, Keteitzi V'toshiyem V'totziyem Yagolas, Avar B'makam Asid. V'rabim kamohu, u'bedivrei nevua yavoze barov. Why? Ki ha'nevua, av'albi shi'asita, hari ki'ilu niskaima. It's as if it happened. And that's why many times in Navi you have Avar Balashon Asit. Nakafta b'mata rosh. You took his mata and you crushed him with it. Rashi is talking about Sancherev. Sancherev, you brought him to Yerushalayim, and ultimately they died. Prazov Yisaru Lafitzeni, and all they started, the other nations are coming to scatter me. Ali Tusam, what makes these other nations happy? When they trap the poor in hidden and they crush the poor. Darach Labayam Susacha, but you took over Hashem. Chomer Mayim Rabim, again referring to Kriyas Yamsuf. Shamati, and now many say the last four psukim are talking about La Asilavo, Gogu Mago. Vatirgas Bithni, I'm shaking. L'kol salus fasai. Yovo raka batsamia. My bones are shaking. The Radak says the bones, which are the hardest part of the body, even those are shaking because we see what's going to happen. Asher anuach liyom sara la'alos la'am yugudenu. But when the nations go up, they want to cut us off. Kitena lo tifrach. The Radak says, and the Mefarshim say, but it's not going to be successful. The fig is not going to sprout. Right? Rashi says, Bavel is not going to be successful in the end. Ve'ein yuvul b'kfanim. Kichesh ma'aseh zayis. Nothing's going to grow. Nothing's going to be successful for them. And finally, even with all of these worries, the last two psukim, ani b'ashem e'eloza, I will be happy with in Hashem. Rashi says that this is a reference to all B'nai Yisrael. Agilo b'elokai yeshi, b'elokai yeshi, I will be besimcha. Hashem is my salvation. Hashem elokim cheli, he is my strength. V'yasem raglai kayalos, he made my legs like hinds. V'abomo sayad v'cheni, lam natseach b'neginosai. There's that reference to Tehillim again. Chabakuk ends on a high that he has bitachon, and he feels comfortable and besimcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be with him. Okay, we'll stop here. Chabakuk.